All right, welcome back. It's June 5th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, that's exactly why Tuchel's got way more balls than Southgate ever did, full stop. I'm telling you right now, if he sticks to his guns and ignores all the media noise over the 10 spot, England are finally lifting that World Cup this year.
Whoa, hold on, that's not fair. Actually, if we look at Southgate's knockout win rate, it's way higher than people give him credit for. Come on. Plus, remember that time we were in the Wembley stands for the 2020 Euros final and he threw Saka on 4 penalties when every pundit was begging for a more experienced option? Proves he wasn't as cowardly as everyone makes out.
Oh, spare me the revisionist history, mate. Reports out of China, the latest drops earlier today, confirmed he binned Trent, Foden, Palmer, Maguire, all in one go. Dude doesn't care one bit about star power, and that's a red flag for all the fanboys who cry nonstop about their favorite players getting left out.
Come on, you're telling me you're not even slightly curious about the whole 10-spot drama? Hang on, I've got a mate who works in the England camp setup. By the way, who says Rodgers is 90% nailed on to start the opener? It's wild out right now. Man, it's one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone every 2 minutes waiting for the team news drop.
Your source is the kid who sells half-and-half scarves outside Wembley. Piss off. No way, that's mental. Bellingham was given the actual 10 shirt for the tournament. You don't do that if you're benching him. That's buying your mate a front-row ticket to his favorite band for his birthday, then giving it to a random bloke you met at the pub pre-show levels of brainless. Tuchel's not that daft, come on.
I mean, objectively speaking, Rodgers' gold involvements per 90 through qualifying were nearly double Bellingham's. Tuchel already showed he doesn't care about reputation or shirt numbers when he cut all those big names earlier this week. Why would this call be any different? He's going to pick form over fame, plain and simple.
All right, bet then. If Rodgers starts the opener at 10, I'll buy you a pint of that terrible flat Manchester lager you love so much. If Bellingham starts, you have to stop lying about having insider sources forever. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.